iGaming Association rejects higher casino tax proposal in Sweden. Sweden's online gambling trade body says raising casino taxes would damage the regulated market and push players offshore. Industry pushback and channelization concerns. BOSS, the Swedish Trade Association for Online Gambling, has publicly opposed calls to impose a higher tax rate on online casino activity in Sweden, after AB Trav Akkolop, ATG. Chief Executive Hasse Lord Skarplith urged policymakers to follow the UK model of differentiating casino from horse racing betting. Skarplith praised the UK government's approach as showing courage and precision in treating casino gaming as higher risk and therefore more heavily taxed. Gustav Hofstedt, Secretary General of BOSS, countered that the proposal would amount to self-harm for Sweden's regulated sector. Raising the tax on online casino in a market with one of Europe's largest black markets is not precision, it's self-harm, Hofstedt said. Higher taxes don't reduce risk. They push players offshore, weaken consumer protection, and shrink the regulated ecosystem. The right policy levers are regulation and stronger channelization, not punitive tax increases that widen the gap between licensed and unlicensed operators. BOSS pointed to recent channelization figures to underline its concern. ATG's own estimate for channelization in Q3 ranged between 74 and 85%, below the government's 90% target, while Spelinspektionen, the Swedish gambling regulator, put channelization at about 85% in 2024, down from 86% in 2023. Hofstedt warns that reducing the attractiveness of licensed providers will make it harder to steer customers into a supervised market. The debate in Sweden mirrors a larger policy conversation played out in Westminster. In the UK's autumn budget, Chancellor Rachel Reeves announced that remote gaming duty on online casino play will rise from 21% to 40% from April 2026, while remote general betting duty is due to increase from 15% to 25% from April 2027. Horse racing betting has been explicitly exempted from the UK increases, a carve-out that horse racing stakeholders welcomed. Back in Sweden, the government raised gambling tax to 22% across verticals in July 2024, a move ATG has criticized as harming the horse racing sector. ATG argues that the sport's cultural role and its funding relationship with racing justify a preferential rate. Hofstedt rejects that logic. He says horse racing betting already achieves very high channelization, estimated at 98 to 99%, and therefore could tolerate a higher rate without driving players to unlicensed operators. If the goal is channelization and safety, then increasing the gap between licensed and unlicensed operators is the opposite of responsible policy, Hofstedt said. Expert Take and Data Hofstedt also disputed the premise that online casino products inherently create more harm. He cited research and national monitoring that show no overall rise in gambling-related harm since Sweden re-regulated online casino in January 2019. According to surveillance using the Problem Gambling Severity Index, PGSI, the share of the population scoring 3 or higher fell from 2.2% in 2019 to 1.3% in Q4 2024. All forms of gambling appear equally harmless for those without risk, Hofstedt said. But all types of gambling appear to be dangerous for those who already have gambling problems, with the highest share of problem gamblers found within the lottery segment. That suggests targeted regulation and player protection measures, not blunt tax hikes, should be the priority. Industry groups in the UK, including the Betting and Gaming Council, have also urged governments to reassess the revenue assumptions underpinning tax rises, arguing higher rates could underperform against forecasts if players migrate to unregulated sites. Swedish policymakers face a similar trade-off. Higher taxes can boost short-term yields if channelization holds, but they risk expanding the black market and undercutting consumer safeguards. As debates continue in Stockholm and London, regulators and operators will be watching channelization metrics closely. The policy choice ahead for Sweden is whether to prioritize revenue alignment with the UK model or to focus on bolstering the licensed market through regulation, enforcement, and incentives for channelization. The outcome will shape the industry's commercial landscape and the practical reach of consumer protection measures across 2026 and beyond.